Now to another part of the immigration debate that sparked a lot of discussion lately. I'm talking about the language Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has used to describe migrant detention centers at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border.
That's brought up the question, is it appropriate to use language from the Holocaust to describe the crisis at the border? Some Jewish activists think so. They're now saying never again to protest the detention of migrants. And a growing list of Latinx Jewish people have been signing an open letter that calls for the camps at the southern border to close. Erica Tykes Blandón is one of the people who signed. She's a student at Harvard Law School and the child of Central American migrants from Nicaragua and Holocaust survivors from Druya in modern-day Belarus.
I personally am not strongly focused on calling the detention centers concentration camps, but I understand and I strongly support the strategy behind that. I'm on the board for the Central American Student Association across all the Harvard schools. And one of the conversations we had the other day was how it's frustrating to see people talk about the crisis like it's a new crisis. And my concern is that once a Democrat is back in office at some point in the future, the detention center conditions will be slightly improved. And everyone will say, well, they're no longer this extreme image of a concentration camp in my mind, so it's all good. And I want to push people to see the detention centers by themselves, that term alone, are horrifying, period, and that they're so worthy of your disgust and your sadness and your anger in their own right, and they always have been. But that said, I understand why the term is getting used.
I mean, it sounds, I got to say, Erica, like you've been considering your Jewish identity and what's at stake when you make these comparisons. Like, you've been thinking about it a lot.
Definitely. You know, I saw comments by a Jewish person the other day saying that protesting the border situation is the most Jewish thing that they've ever done in recent years. And I mean, I would tell that person, you know, just wait and see how Jewish you can feel when you protest this very same, if not similar or worse, policies happening all over the place, including in Israel, which for me has always been a really big call to my Judaism.
I'm a little surprised to hear your attention is drawn to the situation between Israelis and Palestinians, comparing it to the situation along the southern border. I mean, that's a territorial dispute. It's not people coming over the border seeking safety and freedom, right?
I would say that I'm not the only one who's drawn this connection between Palestine and the U.S.-Mexico border. The apartheid wall company that made Gaza into a 139-square-mile open-air prison, Mogul Security Systems, is the same company that submitted a bid to build Trump's wall here. Trump himself has said to look at Israel's wall when he defends the creation of a wall here. You know, even putting aside the U.S.-Mexico border for a moment, I don't think you can talk about the Holocaust in remembrance today without talking about Palestine.
Yeah, and do you think there's additional harm in making those comparisons because perhaps one group's tragedy almost diminishes the other group's?
I don't understand how it would diminish it. I think that coming together like this makes us stronger. I think that, you know, when we talk about family separation and we talk about caging people, and if we acknowledge that that's horrible, we have to acknowledge that's horrible in every single instance that it happens.
Let's leave the border out of this. Generally, do you feel like you've got two identities, and are they clashing right now, or are they almost complementary?
I think that it has taken me a while to get to this point where they feel very complementary. When I was growing up, I was raised in an extremely Jewish environment. Even though there were not a lot of Jewish people where I was raised, we didn't even have a temple. We had like a church that we put like a blanket over the little baby Jesus and the cross and like rented out that space a couple times a week. And it wasn't until I left the home and went to college that I got a lot more involved with my Latinidad. Today, I have a happy middle ground, I guess, where, I don't know, I do what I do. And I believe that what I do is rooted in both my Latinidad, my Central American background, and in my Jewish background. And a lot of people would disagree with me in terms of what I think Judaism promotes and what I think is quote-unquote Jewish, but that's okay. It's just sort of, it's my interpretation, it's my understanding of what it means.
Erica Tykes Blandón is Latina, Jewish, and a student at Harvard Law School. Erica, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.